Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Ugh. Why are we climbing up here again?
You're not doing much of the climbing.
Hey, I'm just saying, do we really need to climb up a new vertical path? Can't we just walk around it?
Around would take us a day or two.
I really want to get to those Aether Phrase as quickly as possible. And the direct route is the quickest.
With my window blower, it would be much quicker.
You know you're not getting that anytime soon.
Hey, is there an echo here, or did the windshield turn on?
All I can hear is you complaining.
No, you're right. The windshield is on. Stop at the next platform and have a look around, Crookhorn.
No, I packed you, Feather Duster. Do it yourself, or have the human do it.
You know what to look out for. Lynn doesn't. Besides, I still have this burden to haul up.
Burden? What do you mean, me?
Do you see me haul anything else up this cliff?
Well, how else do you expect me to get up there with these flimsy shoes?
Fjata, take them off if they impair you so much.
Use your foot claw.
Look, I haven't cut my nails in a while, but that doesn't quite qualify them as claws yet.
You don't have foot claws?
Of course not.
See anything suspicious, White Eye?
It's Malachi. I see nothing. No rooms, no mayor. Keep calling up that useless meatbag.
Hey!
I will search for another vantage point.
Fine, but...
I'm not useless.
You haven't contributed to our group at all in the past 3 days. That qualifies you as useless.
Stop bickering. You haven't been the most useful member yourself. Don't come back with another golem. And if you find a spirit, leave it alone. Wait until I catch up.
Depends on what kind of mayor I like.
We're almost there. Finally, level ground.
Yay!
Lynn, were you planning to just hang around down there and let me drag you all the way up? Mm-hmm. Come on, get up here already.
Fine. I was hoping you'd pull me up a bit.
I'm not your lift. Here, grab my arm.
Okay.
Not like that. Huh? With your sweaty palms, you'll slip right out of my grasp. Here, like this, around the wrist.
Right. Less than 70 degrees slope ground at last. I can finally catch my breath.
You've barely exerted yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I hope the weather holds up like this until we reach more trees or even a settlement.
Oh, yeah. I'd hate to keep on hiking if it started to rain. It's been quite cloudy the past few days, hasn't it?
I think this region doesn't see more than a handful of sunny days per year.
Hey, can I have a drink?
Sure. Here.
Thanks. You know, I've been wondering. We haven't been to any brooks or rivers since that one we camped at yesterday morning. How come there's still water in this?
It has a water sphere embedded in it.
A water sphere? Is it like the heat sphere or the wind shed?
Yes, like those. It draws water from its surroundings and concentrates it. Then expels it when it's held close to... I'm not sure, mouths or tongues? Don't ask me how it works. Aurel would know.
Whoa, so cool. That sure as hell makes carrying water supplies much easier. Water on demand. You could call that streaming.
I guess you could.
Streaming? You get it? Streaming? Oh, she doesn't get it. Oh, man. Where's Malachi, by the way? He would get it.
I think he went that way. Malachi? Malachi? I should have told him to stay within earshot.
Yeah.
What's that runt up to now? Get up. We'll look for him.
Can't you do it alone?
Malachi?
Oh, fine. Just sit down.
Maliki! Maliki? Where the Korpan Belathares are you?
I think I see his tail wagging.
Where?
Between the rock and bushes there.
Oh.
See? That's quite cute, his wagging tail.
What's he doing? I told him just to look around, not wander off. I should put an actual leash on him.
Or, you know, you could work on building up trust with him.
I wouldn't entrust that runt
with... But you just did.
What?
You trust that the direction he was pointing would lead us to the Aether phrase. Neither of us saw them. He could be messing with us. And you asked him to look around just now. You trusted he would know what to look for.
And see what he does in return?
Actually, I don't. Because he's sitting in a place where I can't see what he's doing. He could be taking a dump for all we know.
I hope he isn't. Maliki?
Shh, I'm hunting.
Hunting? I told you to look for spirits, not
still.
What are you hunting?
That's
Is that a bunny?
That's dinner.
Oh no, you won't!
That's our dinner!
You're not hunting for a Fodorin!
Whoa! I didn't know you could berserk over that!
She's vicious and out of control!
Raka, it's just a bunny!
It's not just
down.
Look, we're not eating Fodorin!
Fine. No need to bare your fangs at me.
And don't you dare to ever bring one for dinner when it's your turn to hunt.
I said I'd get it. No Aikoyasi, or Bunny, or Filtery.
Break. Didn't we just run into a language barrier here? What are you all talking about? It's a bunny.
Get off me.
Fine.
Why was it okay for you to bring down a bird the other day, but it's not okay to grab a bunny for lunch?
They're just... I don't tolerate further in hunting.
Yeah, but why?
Just accept that it's not... that we're not eating them, okay?
I'm hungry, though.
Fine.
Behind that rock, Lynn, quick!
What's going on?
Stop that, Maliki!
I am not doing that.
Then where?
We were trying to figure out why the windshield turned off, remember? Maybe this is it.
Look around. I thought you see any roots.
I don't know. It's very hard to see them in daylight.
Close your eyes.
Oh yeah, that might work. There's something.
There. In the...
There?
Is it inside the cliff?
I don't know. It could be behind it.
What is it?
It's like a glyphy swarm.
I can't tell from this angle if it's inside or on the other side. Untether me, I can't...
No chance. You could be causing this earthquake for
if
all I know.
If it was, then I wouldn't see the glyphy swarm, now would I?
Yes!
I suck enough like this, Yata! What in Ava's name?
Shit! What is that?
An Eshami.
That's not a... That's a stone serpent!
No!
Well, at least now we know it was inside the mountain.
Go straight through it.
Run! It will try to eat us! I'm not yummy!
Lin, it doesn't have a mouth.
Do spirits usually look like this?
No, I've never seen them inhabit inanimate objects to move. Yarta, is this another one of your golems, runt?
No, that's an Eshavir.
That's not an Eshavir. They don't take shapes like this.
Whatever it's called, it looks like there's a swarm of spirits inside of it. Like the dew spirits in the bog.
They inhabit objects and put them together to a body. There are a few spirits on the Skinder that do this.
What?
Where's it going?
I think it wants to get down to the valley.
What should we do?
Maliki, what does its rune say?
What does the rune say?
What are you? Maliki?
Maliki? Where'd he go?
He's going after it. Not again.
What runes did he use?
Wait. No, that's good.
Raka!
Actually, that's real good.
Raka, come on! Why did it stop moving? I don't understand this gibberish!
He rooted it.
Is that like computer language?
Binds. Look, tendrils. Kafir flap around.
He wrapped the stones up so tight with vines they can't move anymore.
Cool, he made it stop? He stopped its movements?
It seems he actually thought this through and isn't just throwing around runes on a whim.
See? Tony wants to prove himself.
Fancy flat. Never screw tight.
That's enough, Maliki. The thing's already immobilized.
I'm not done yet. Get to it!
Okay. Maliki, enough!
I've got to bury this thing under rocks.
I was just starting to reconsider my opinion on you. Don't make me regret it, Runt.
Don't stop me.
Something isn't right with him.
Something isn't right in his head.
It's in his head.
Now is not the time for singing.
Then stop triggering me.
Stay behind me.
Master, get in his head.
The stone beast.
See.
Return it.
Look here.
Drag it back.
Maliki. Keeping that rock afloat?
That's what I was saying, wasn't I?
How did you do that?
Don't know. Saw the rune coming at me, said nope, and suddenly I was lifting it.
Lynn, do you realize what you just did?
I was lifting a boulder. Come on, we've been over this, Raka. Do you realize what Maliki just did? He almost buried both of us alive and he didn't even care.
No!
I don't think he's even sorry.
I told you to get out of my way.
How am I supposed to when you make a cliff collapse on top of us?
I was going to bury the stone thing.
That thing came out of the rocks. What makes you think having a cliff collapse on top of it will stop it?
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
Don't shorten my name.
Then stop acting like a child.
I didn't.
Did you want to get us killed?
Of course not.
Then what kind of brain fart made you bring down half the cliff on a creature that just bursted out of the rock? Even I could tell that having that thing buried under stones wouldn't be any help. And I'm not very spirit smart. People like you put other people in needless danger. You should just have stopped and thought for a moment. Gosh, so annoying. I wish I knew how to growl. I imagine that would be very cathartic right now.
Maybe I'll teach you sometime.
I'm sorry.
Well, Lynn basically already said everything that needed to be said. If this happens again, I swear I will find a way to tether off both your F-bar.
Yes.
But really, Lynn, how did you do that?
What?
You just redirected a rune someone else made.
I did what? Wait, is that unusual?
Of course it is. A rune cast by one person can't just be held off by another, not to mention steered in a different direction.
Wait, what I directed was the cliff after his rune broke the thing off. Does that count as his rune?
It wasn't my rune.
Either way, you kept half a cliff afloat for a while.
Was that just half a cliff? It really felt like it was a whole one.
At any rate, we have to make sure that thing isn't going anywhere.
The roots and vines are keeping it immobile, aren't they?
Yes, but I can hear raving from within the stone. White Eye, what's the rune of the spirits?
A final rune.
Final?
Final.
Is it the final rune?
Final.
Is it the
warmth rune?
Final rune.
These are spirits that feed on warmth? Makes even less sense than inhibiting a large array of stones to mimic a living creature.
You should have let me bury it.
And what good was that supposed to do? You should really plan your moves more carefully.
I had to act quickly. There wasn't time.
It was already completely immobilized. You had to nothing. You just acted impulsively and completely overshot the goal.
I didn't see you step up to help me.
Deathbird's Shade, my Ethwar are fire and water. What should I have done? Sprinkle water on it and wait for it to calcify?
You should be grateful I was here then. You would have been defenseless on your own.
But isn't water supposed to be strong against rocks?
In what world is water superior to rocks?
Pokemon it is.
A palm flat stone, go find and take, and toss it far across the lake. What will it do? What do you think? Will the stone swim or will it sink?
Sink, of course. Why are you talking riddles now?
Poetry? You?
I like poetry.
You don't seem like the type.
So, what do we do with the thing?
We need to figure out how the spirits got into the stones in the first place. There must be a reason why they banded together like this.
Not everything needs a reason. Some veil live like this.
Nonsense. Spirits don't behave like that.
You said the runes inside of the stones mean warmth, right? Maybe they were trying to find a place to sunbathe.
It's been overcast for the past few days. Maliki, is it possible that they lived in this region and sustained themselves through sunbathing?
I don't know. I haven't been down here very often.
Let's assume that's what they did. Why would they inhabit stones and not just migrate to another place with more sunshine?
Maybe they just liked those stones and wanted to take them along. Like hermit crabs, you know?
Nah, spirits don't have that kind of attachment to the physical world. And no sense for sentimentality.
Oh, gee. No reason to act like I just said the dumbest thing ever.
I don't think we'll figure this out just by guessing.
So, what are we gonna do?
I'm putting a bonding circle around it to support Maliki's vine construct.
Well, aren't you just all about putting leashes and bondings on things? So what after that?
We'll look for a Veyron sanctuary nearby.
This again.
Why a Veyron, though? Can they do something about this?
At the very least, a Veyron will be able to tell us why the spirits acted this way. It'll be easier to find a solution on how to fix this.
You want to summon a Veyron over something so trivial?
It's not trivial. The spirits are furious. We have not passed the Aether Phase yet. Yet the Weave is very feeble here. In their wrath, they could cause an imbalance that could continue the tear in this area.
We can figure this out without...
No, we can't. See? They're already starting to break loose.
Maybe they just need to sunbathe after all.
Free my Ethwa. We'll figure this out.
Don't take me for a fool.
Hey, no offense, but could you growl at each other after you secured this thing with the bondage circle?
Fine. Maliki, can you keep them in stasis just a little bit longer?
Why don't you stasis just a little bit longer?
Now is hardly the time for singing, Lin.
Then stop triggering me.
Right, your circle. If it tries to break, I'll wrap more vines around it.
Well, since this was apparently why the windshield turned on and we got it under control, I'll turn the windshield off for now.
Hey, if the windshield is triggered by the spirits and we stand right beside one, won't it just turn back on again?
It might. Well, Aurel, if it does, just ignore the next recording. Also, I remember you said this thing will record the runes I use. I'm not sure if that extends to runic circles. On the off chance that it does, I'm going to sketch a copy of the circles I'll be using here to cross-reference with whatever your end of the transmission receives. Anyway, turning off.
Fine.
Akasa? What do I do now?
Did she end the transmission already?
I think so. It made that sound.
Huh. She didn't even take the time to put Lin's skills to the test, did she?
I don't think she did.
She knows how much I love putting new magic methods like those to the test. Why is she teasing me like this?
On again. Translated.
What is she doing?
On the recording, she did say that the proximity to the stone serpent might cause the windshield to turn on again. She said you should ignore it?
More wasted music shells.
What is that glowing thing you were looking at over there?
A test. One of the enchantments I tried to implement in the windshell is recording written runes. It's all just theory, however.
Like the device that can transfer a written runic text across long distances. Like that.
Ah, you've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very similar to that, except that the windshell will record written runes in its surroundings, instead of something written only on a surface designed to record them. But the enchantment is still untested. Those over there are the first transmissions of her written runic circle.
It worked, then?
I'm not sure. I can read runes, since, you know, I need them to craft enchantments, but I don't know what runes are commonly used for circles like these. I'll need to take the papers to someone with more knowledge of runes than me, and, well, Raka has a terrible shorthand. Sometimes I wonder how spirits even know what she's trying to communicate with them.
Oh, I know what you mean. I always have to ask her about her notes on the papers that I handed in as well.
Speaking of which, did listening to that, help?
I think they did. I really enjoyed this. You know, this is the first time that she's gone out to patch a tangleweave since I enrolled into the school.
Well, I'm glad. Did you manage to...
Make transcripts? Of course I did.
You managed to follow along?
Yeah.
Impressive.
I've been doing some court stenography to earn some pocket money.
That's perfect. Could you imagine doing transcripts of these every day until Raka fixed the tangleweave?
I would love to, Akasa.
I'll pay you, of course.
Oh, no need for that. Honestly, I really love what the windshield can do, and I'd like to support you further refining it, if you don't mind. If this is what I can do to support you, there's no need for pay. And that aside, this way I get to listen to more recordings.
Perfect. It's settled then.
Akasa?
Hmm?
It seems there's a longer recording being enchanted over there.
So it seems.
Can we listen to it?
Well, Even if we start listening now, we missed the first few minutes, so we might as well just wait until this one is done and listen from the start. In the meantime, we can do the references.
References?
Just some corner data, in case people want to use these as research material. Write this down on the last page, please.
Of course.
Date of recording was Aripanuka, on the 100th day of Bekos, 5th year of the Vare in the 101st generation. Vocal enchantments were woven by Cassie Rilinicky, Carolyn Monterola, Eitor Vitharsson, Hem Brewster, and Travis Vengroff. Music shells provided by Fui Madan. Audio enchantments by Sarah Baczynski of Polarity Audio Works. Written and produced by Cassie Rilinicky.
That's everything? That's all?
That's it. Yep. You really are a quick writer.
Can we listen to the next recording now, please?
Hey guys, Cassie here. Hope you enjoyed the episode. You're about to hear an ad for Audio Epics. They make dramatized fantasy audiobooks, and the creator of which, Domine de Groot, was actually a voice on episode 5 of Counterbalance, in the scene at the end of the episode with the villagers. So if you like this voice, maybe you'll give that a listen. Anyway, enjoy! Bye!
You are about to embark upon a quest.
Master von Baumeister will be your leader on this journey.
The Witch Hunter Order is Seven Peaks' elite force in the fight against evil.
Turmgard is an experienced traveler and has seen his share of combat.
You're not a witch hunter yet. It would surprise me if all of us made the trip back home.
Chapelle has only worn the hat for a year, but she has a quick and agile mind and an unwavering faith in our mission.
Whatever remains of their evil, we will drive it out.
Initiates Nudlov, Alvarado, and Federhel, your performance during this quest will be reported back to us.
Have you ever heard of the treasure of Boneyard Bay?
A treasure hunt?
Audio Epics presents a new dramatized audiobook set in the world of Witch Hunter and the Beast of the Western Wilds. The Treasure of Boneyard Bay. A Witch Hunter Tale.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.